Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Enes Cabal. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cliff Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, J.R. Richard. Pitching for the Houston Astros, J.R. Richard. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munday is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal strikes out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cabal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cesar Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Watson hits a line drive into right field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace strikes out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. 1 out. Leon Roberts batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is hit by the pitch. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into center field. Munday picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Munday. Roberts moves to third. Metzger moves to second. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swisher strikes out. One out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sparing strikes out. Two outs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munday for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Richard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. Watson takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Wallace. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Watson moves to third. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Roberts is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Roberts hits a pop-up towards short. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Metzger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Watson scores. Cruz scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-0, Astros. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 1 in the game. Richard bunts in front of the plate. Swisher fields it and throws to third for the out. Metzger moves to second. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Metzger moves to third. Richard moves to second. Enes Cabal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive towards first. Watson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Cedeno. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Cedeno steals second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cedeno moves to third. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. It's 3-0, Astros. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Cruz. The throw from Swisher and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. Two outs. Leon Roberts batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Steve Stone. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. Sparing moves to second. One out. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sparing moves to third. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. Cliff Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Metzger is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. J.R. Richard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Andrews strikes out. 2 outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wallace, who is chasing the ball. Cabell reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Richard goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Astros. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cabell scores. It's 6-0, Astros. Paul Ruchel now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cedeno moves to third. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cruz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cruz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Wallace, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wallace is 0 for 2 in the game. Wallace hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Roberts hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Sparing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Metzger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruchel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sparing is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparing is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Champ Summers pinch hits for Paul Ruchel. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Summers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Garman now pitching. J.R. Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Swisher interferes with Richard, who is awarded first base. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sparing fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Cabell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wallace. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Watson reaches second base with a double. Cabell scores. Cedeno goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Astros. Jerry Devan on pinch runs for Bob Watson. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cruz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Devan on now playing third base. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Astros. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a line drive into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Wallace batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wallace is 0-for-3 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockhock moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.